You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
You're listening to Cambridge 105 and the second edition of our NMG In Session series. Last month, we brought you the very first, where 28 Boulevard, Cambridge-based indie rock band, played a live session for us at the Progress Studios in Cambridge. Tonight, we welcome our second artist that's going to do exactly the same thing. And they are hard actors from, well, East Anglia. They're dotted around the area. They're Joe Bailey, Alfie Wake-Palsy and Saif Rahman. They're a three-piece indie pop band. And we featured them on the show loads of times before. Their most recent release was their EP called Bloom. And you'll recognise many of the tracks that they're going to play you tonight live from that EP if you are a proud owner of it. I know I am. So every month we invite a unsigned band from East Anglia to come and play for us live in session, as if they were playing live on a stage in front of hundreds and thousands of people, but they're playing in front of you instead. And tonight we have 30 minutes worth of a session from Hard Actors. So without further ado, we'll take it away.
This one's called The Knoll.
Ooh.
This next one's called Emily Ray.
Emily sings all the right words, shifting and flailing, and she don't hang around. Boys on guitar, always in her heart. There ain't no sound like that around. Not in this town. Round your hometown. Round and now I could be the only thing that remains in your heart. To the pier, hand in hand with, trailing the color only the past could provide. And over the show, the sunset is sure to fade the icon in her eyes and make her feel fine. Your hometown. Round and now I could be the only thing that remains in your heart. Oh, 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 ooh, Emily Ray. To conform, you could still bloom. How come nobody told you? Your hometown.
Eye to eye. No smile, see eye to eye, to eye. Singing my song, yeah. your glamour. I'm trapped in space. Where
This one's called Cowardess.
So into your beaming eyes. Never look into your beaming eyes.
This one's called Half Moon Eyes. This next one is called Play Nice. Feel the light run out from in my eyes. I feel the color drain from my face. Yeah, there's a commotion deep inside. Beat so fast I can't concentrate. I can't tell you all went wrong, yeah.
when we turn it all back around. Wish I could let you into my head, leave you there to work it all out. It's no fun at the bottom, always looking up at what you did to me. No, it won't be much longer. Know that you would all. Right now, I'm stumbling through your turbulence. Think I'll just chase you around. Maybe I could catch you out. 'Cause it's no fun at the bottom. Always looking up at what you did to me.
We've got one more song if you'll have us. Encore. This one's called Home Is.
No.
go. I tell her all the time that she will be in my dreams. I love her to nothing's less. Yeah. I see me drowning, and I knew what's promised there. Home, she keeps me is. Good night from us. Thank you.
You were listening to Heart Actors, aka Joe, Alfie and Scythe, performing a live session for us at Progress Studios in Cambridge a couple of weeks ago. Thanks to them for coming down and doing that. So that was recorded as live, as if it was in front of an audience of hundreds of thousands of people at a music venue. We didn't go back and do anything again, haven't changed anything. It's exactly as you would have heard them live on stage. And my thanks again for them to doing that. If you want to get their new EP, it's called Bloom. It's available online now. Next month, we will be back once again with another NMG in session, and it's the turn of the Cambridge indie folk band, Mortal Tides. You'll be able to hear a full live session from them. It's about 45-50 minutes worth. You'll be able to hear that next month. And if you missed this week's show, you can listen to it again as a podcast on the Cambridge 105 website from Friday. So we've got a bit of time left to fill this week, so I thought I'd rectify a wrong from last week, where I brought you most of an interview that I did with Brighton-based indie band High Tide, who are coming to Cambridge to play on Tuesday the 31st of March at the Portland Arms. They're quite a hyped band. One of the new bands been supported by BBC Introducing, and I'm pleased to say they're coming back to Cambridge, having had a successful support slot with Little Comets last month. So I played you most of the interview, but we ran out of time. I had to cut it short, unfortunately. So I'm going to play you that interview once again. And if you want to come along, the gig is on Tuesday. Tickets are available in advance at £5 or on the door at £7. It's at the Portland Arms Tuesday night. Also supporting our Black Cortinas, Young Sun and Lunaker. And the interview is with me, Cody and Louis from the band. But first, we're going to play you their newest single called Talk to Frank.
Your eyes are crystal clear, I can hold them in my hand. I can see you understand where I'm coming from. You move so perfectly, distract me from TV. I wanna make us three understand where I'm coming from.
Lonely, 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 lonely. together. So come over if you're lonely, if you wanna hold me. Over if you're lonely together.
Right here.
It's the New Music Generator, and I'm joined by two of the members of the band High Tide. Hello, boys.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Tell us which ones of you have we got and which ones have we left out in the office because we can't fit you all in.
I'm Cody. I'm the bassist and lead singer.
Okay.
And you also have Louis, plays drums, minus Spencer, who plays guitar, and Connor, who also plays guitar.
Okay. Now, when you do interview, because I said that I couldn't fit you all in, so we had to pick two of you, and you were the two that got picked.
Yeah.
Are you normally the two that do most of the talking in the interviews?
Usually we all just do interviews, or whoever's up for it, really. I mean...
Okay.
I mean, we're all right with talking to...
Yeah, it doesn't mean that.
It might, because in my experience, the bassist and the drummer are usually the two that have the least to say for themselves.
Yeah,
well,
I think
bands.
We've got the most to say.
Different,
though, because obviously I'm a lead singer, so it's like... Blink 182 vibes.
Yeah. So, what do the other two do?
The other two, Connor is the guitarist, and uh-huh. He plays some electronics as well, and Spencer's the other guitarist.
Okay, cool. So you guys are from Brighton.
Yeah.
And you were in Cambridge today to play at the Cambridge Junction supporting Little Comets later on tonight.
Yeah.
Now, as we record this, I have no idea when I'm going to put this interview out, so we won't talk too much about that, other than the fact that you've been to the Junction, you've seen what it's like.
Yeah.
So what are your experiences and first impressions of it?
Well, we've heard it's really good, and... The room seems really cool, and like Little Compass has done their sound check and everything, and it sounds wicked. It's a bit different to where we were last night at the rescue rooms in Nottingham.
Nottingham, yeah. So what are that leads me to my first question. So what are the sorts of places that you have played previously?
So we've done festivals like smaller ones, Redfest and Great Escape as well, the alternative Great Escape last year.
Done a Lane Fest as well.
But in terms of venues, it's like our hometown, we've done like every venue, you know, because it's Brighton, that's where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue rooms in Nottingham last night. Where else have we done?
Just do like small like club shows and stuff,
okay.
Really.
Okay, so in terms of capacity, it's about a couple of hundred.
Yeah, a couple of hundred.
Like
Limiting Spa, we played in the Zephyr Lounge.
Okay.
More intimate gigs are better at this stage in the game because you don't want to, you know, jump in the deep end, book these
so
big venues.
J1 at the Junction is 800 capacity, 850.
Yeah, it's madness. It's cool to load into a venue like that, actually.
Is that going to be, in terms of the size of the room, going to be the biggest venue you've played in?
Probably. Yeah, to the day. It's today, okay. Actually, yeah.
Think about it.
Actually, man. You made me scared now. Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know how many people are expected to go to the gig tonight.
Done pretty well.
When it's busy, and I have been to a few sold-out gigs there recently, it's a really good atmosphere.
Yeah, wicked.
And it doesn't actually feel like there's 850 people in the room.
No.
So don't think about it. It is actually quite intimate in its own sort of way.
Yeah, it's a nice looking venue, actually.
I mean, it's the first support tour we're going on as well. Proper support tour. We're well excited, and... can't wait to play, really.
Cool. So how long do you get to play when you're on a support tour?
Half an hour.
Yeah, we just do a half an hour set.
Okay.
Standard, really.
That's a decent amount of time, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Like, we just show people what we're about, and then...
Got enough time to dance really badly, and...
Yeah, man.
And all that
You
stuff.
Give people enough time to sort of get really into you, and then
want
take
more.
It away.
Yeah,
and, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Then they
buy a T-shirt, and we get some petrol money, and then we get to go to the next venue the next day.
So. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the beginning of the band. So, you're all from Brighton. How did you meet each other? Are you all school friends? You've known each other since you were...
We were all
yay
in
high?
Musical projects and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we just started jamming, really. Like, I think we just kind of got a bit bored of what we were doing, and we just wanted to start creating music together.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the lads apart from me were in metal bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But like
pop punk stuff, and then we just all decided, look, let's jam together, and personality wise we all got on, and yeah, just happened in Spencer's bedroom and just
we were just hanging out as friends first, really. Mm. And then, you know, we're all musicians, so just...
So how old are you guys now?
I'm 17 and the rest of the guys are 18.
Okay, so you've been together as High Tide for how long?
Since we're 14.
Yeah, so 3 years.
Okay. That's quite young. Now.
Yeah, I was quite young, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, you were 13.
Well, 13, 14,
that's even,
yeah.
Even younger. Yeah. So at this point in time, obviously you guys are doing well for yourselves, but it can be at this point in a band's life, particularly when they've been together since 13, 14, where it's like decision time. Are we going to continue with this band? Is it going somewhere?
I think you are going somewhere
at the moment.
Because before the band actually started, we were hanging out and we had strong friendships anyway. Mm. Like, it would never come to a point like that. Like, I mean, you know, like we bicker and sometimes, as any other band does, it's like a relationship, isn't it? But... We always stay together and we always, you know, sort things out. And
I mean, we drop everything good. At a hat to do this as well. Yeah. It's the only thing we're really good at as well. And
so, to what extent is this a job for you? Do you have jobs that supplement this, or is this your job?
Yeah, we all have part time jobs, but you know, this is the main. It's the main part of our life.
I work in a kitchen cleaning plates, which is ever so glamorous.
Yep.
So yeah, when I get to just go on tour for a week.
That must be quite weird, because that's slightly living a bit of a double life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird when you're at work and you're listening to Radio 1 and you get played on Radio 1 and no one knows at work that you're actually getting played. And everyone walks past and you're cleaning a pizza plate.
I mean, we just do it to fund this, really. If we didn't have those jobs, then we wouldn't be able to come on tours and stuff. And eventually the ball get rolling with this and... We won't have to work anymore.
So education-wise, are you planning on going to uni or is that on hold at the moment?
We're finishing our... three of us are finishing our college this year, so the last year of college, and one of us is in his first year, so he's finishing that. Mm-hmm. But I think, to be honest, we're just going to do as many shows as we can from now on, and I don't think we'll have time to go to uni or anything.
I'd never really wanted to go to uni.
Fair enough.
I think it's more about experience
as
well.
You get academic people and then you get not so academic people. And then if you've got your mindset to do music so much, like, then that's all I want to do and that's what we want to do.
And you can always go to uni in a few years' time anyway.
I don't want to pay $9,000.
I didn't go to uni either, so I'm not flying that flag.
Yeah.
I sort of want to bridge the gap between when you met and where you are now. So what's happened in those 3 or 4 years while you've been together to the last sort of, I don't know how long you've been on this sort of uprising, the last sort of six, eight months or so since you started to get featured on Radio 1 and have your EP coming out soon and starting to build this sort of fan base. What happened between that time?
With the first year and a half or so, like, we were just doing whatever young band does and just... having loads of fun and playing like shows to like
all of
kids,
our mates,
15, you know your old kids when we're 15 and all your mates, and just having a good laugh and like trying to find like musically different pockets of where we meet in between, you know, and do like take things and like just put them on a table and be like, I'm gonna listen to all this and get into
I think
it.
It's when we started going out of our hometown as well. Like, we really wanted to take it further. When we started playing London a lot, like, we get the train up with our trolleys, like, all of our stuff on trolleys.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's just experience just grabbed us. We just wanted more. And
it got to the point where, like, you got to release music when you're younger as well, you know, to get your early fans and people who love your music. And then we got to the point where, like, let's, like, do it properly and let's, like, really, like, hone in on writing and... as much music as we can, you know, and we just wrote solidly for 8 months, and got loads of demos and stuff that we've got in the bag, and we're still writing now.
Mm. Writing all the time.
On tour, we wrote a song last night, you know, in the van. So wherever we go, we're writing songs like coming here, you know, thinking of ideas. So yeah, it just all revolves around.
Is there a particular moment or time that you can think back on where something clicked, something changed, and you moved up a level?
Definitely.
I think that when we started to, you know, get recognition from Radio 1 and all of that started happening, and, you know, our Twitter and Facebook went up, and there was people like wanting to.
I think Feel It, release of Feel It, broke it a bit for us.
Definitely.
Put us on another platform, you know. We weren't known as just like a teenage band anymore. Yeah. Like,
because there's loads of teenage bands, so you exactly need something to sort of set you aside from
like. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, and also with writing, like as you say, like a teenage band and stuff, I don't think we were writing so we could get out of that. We just write because we love it.
Mm.
I mean, when we just put that song out, just because we needed to. Well, we're releasing an EP on March 9th, and it's kind of like a darker hip hoppy vibe EP, obviously with indie as well.
Yeah.
But we need like a transition because the last song we released was Caribou before that, and it's quite summery.
Yeah,
but yeah, and it's been crazy. It was really, really cool. Like, it was received really well by everyone, and you know, it put us on a bigger level.
Mm. So, your single got played as single of the week on Radio 1 a month or so ago.
Start of January. Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You mentioned hearing yourself on the radio. That's weird.
It's funny because. We all knew, you obviously know it's going to happen, like, in advance, and it's quite hard to keep it hush-hush because, you know, it's so cool.
Mm.
And then the first day, I didn't think I would listen to every show that we were on, but I got woken up by my mum knocking on the door, like, oh, you're on Radio 1, you know. And then when you actually listen to your song being introduced and then, like, have a little
by all these top producers that we're like,
it's curiosity
we always have on.
Yeah, we want to hear what they're saying.
Prior to that though, we got a spot play from Hugh as well, which was really cool.
Mm.
That took us, like, that was a surprise as well, because we didn't know.
So is this all through the BBC introducing system? Did you get into Radio 1 through your local BBC introducing show?
Like, involved with BBC Introducing the South from like when we were 15, so like they've always been like supporting us, Manita Dennett down there, and always playing us, and they're always interested in what we're doing, and so yeah, we just established a nice relationship with them and tried to get ourselves out there a bit, and then they were like, feel it's awesome, let's do something with it, and
which is really, really good.
Got the opportunity.
So what is the power of Radio 1? You had your track played what, 5 times across a week? How many, what sort of impact did you have in terms of followers on Twitter and Facebook?
Actually got 100,000 plays in about, what, just over 3 weeks or something, and then it just trended worldwide, and the Radio 1 thing really pushed it as well. It was madness. Like, it does help a lot.
Hmm.
It puts you on a massive platform.
With the Radio 1 thing, Twitter every day, it was like a amount of new people that would be like, I love your stuff, you know. It's really cool because, like, you never know how people are going to treat, like, 17, 18-year-old lads, you know what I mean? Like most people think it's just a bit of fun and, like, it's just a thing on the side. It's definitely not. And, like,
yeah,
we're going to be, like, headlining Glastonbury in 10 years.
Part of the reason why I asked you how old you are is I sort of knew how old you were anyway, but your music doesn't sound like you are that age.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily that your age matters.
No, exactly,
in terms of your music. And people don't listen to your stuff and think, oh, they're only a bunch of teenagers, which is a credit to you guys.
Yeah.
We get called like shockingly young and stuff in loads of blogs, but I don't think it really matters because I think the younger the better, do you know what I mean? If we're churning out these tunes and people are loving them and we're only 18 years old, we've got a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Because we can't grow a beard yet, or we don't have many spots yet.
Yeah, and I can't legally drink.
No, you can't even legally drink. Yeah. What a shame.
So, tell me a bit about tour life. So, you've done a few small tours. You're going on your own tour in a month or so's time.
Yeah.
What is that like when you're going from venue to venue and you're away from home?
It's like,
it's really fun.
You leave, like, it's like going on a plane and you look back and you're like, there's like everything I don't like. Let's leave that there and let's go on tour and like let's just have a fun time.
It's like, you know, it's like a party van. Like, we're just always like playing tunes and stuff and we're jamming. We're always doing something. Like, such, like, this tour's actually, so far, I know we're only 2 days into it, but it's been so productive. Like, as to say, we wrote a song last night.
Mm.
It's just like a lot of fun, like seeing new cities that we haven't been to before and loading into these pretty decent venues.
So do you ever get to play with one of our favourite bands? Well.
Yeah, well, that's also cool. Do you have a particular sort of routine when you're on tour? So you mentioned you have a van.
Yeah.
Do you travel and sleep in that van, or do you sleep somewhere else?
We sleep in the van some nights, but most nights we make friends with people and just stay at uni flats and wherever's up for it.
Okay.
You know, like, there's, you know, it's not hard. You just got to be charming and.
When you say you make friends with people,
yeah,
are these girls?
Some, I'm not denying that, but it's an added bonus. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had just as much fun with either side of it, male or female. Do you know what I mean? Like, we stayed at some dude's house in York a year ago, didn't we? When we played with our friends King No One, and we stayed in the uni flat, and it was wicked cool night. I had to get like the 5 o'clock bus back in the morning, but yeah, it was good.
So do you get to see much of these places that you go to? I mean, you're in Cambridge at the moment. When you leave in Cambridge, how much are you going to get to see?
The first tour we did, well, the first official tour we did last March, we just did like small club shows and stuff. And, you know, we had a lot of time to kill in the day. We just spent it really sitting in car parks, hanging out in the van. But, like, I mean...
writing
just,
tunes, though, not being weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but like,
gazing at people out the window, like...
But, yeah, like, I love going to have a look around the cities, but we haven't actually had any time this tour.
Like, that's why I like Great Escape and stuff like that, because when you play it, you're hopping from one venue to the next. But I know we're from Brighton anyway, we know it all, but you, like, from bands coming down from, like, you know, wherever they are, or... in Europe even, they get to experience like the whole of the town. It's a shame, because like I know Cambridge is cool, and like we live near Portsmouth. Bristol's wicked, and like I've never been to Bristol, but the amount of students I know that go there, you know? So yeah, it would be cool to get more time, but by the time you've loaded in all your stuff and go have sound check,
no, you just when you've done sound check, you're so knackered, you just want to get some food, chill out for a little bit. You don't really want to go walking around the town.
So after the gig tonight, where are you going?
Tomorrow is Portsmouth.
Okay.
So
you're travelling to Portsmouth in the day tomorrow?
Yeah, in the day tomorrow. Morning. Yeah, we'll just hang out tonight, really. Just have a few drinks.
Try and find a friend to stay with.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it like being in Brighton, being a band in Brighton? I've been to Brighton a few times. I've taken some bands there, played in venues there. The music scene's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's cool, and it's like really like lively all the time. Like you, like even when you go clubbing,
yeah, a lot of nightlife.
Even when you go clubbing, you'll walk past a venue and there'll be whoever playing there. Like, it's weird because you get the one-off massive show, like Foo Fighters. They came to play
Concord, they played Concord a couple,
and like 3,000 kids turned up outside Concord too, and they opened all the windows and all the doors.
I mean, it's got a good music scene in Brighton. I mean, we haven't like experienced like in many other music scenes as much as we have Brighton, because obviously we're from there. But yeah, Brighton's got a, you know, if there's a gig on, loads of, all your friends will go, and it's good fun.
I mean, Royal Blood are a new thing to break out of Brighton as well, so that's exciting. And there's always stuff churning like out of Brighton, and like you read it and it's like, oh, Brighton's the music capital of England and stuff like that. But I think it is, but
I think it's certainly one of the places where you can say there are bands that are coming out. Yeah, and even Cambridge in the last few years, I can name you know half a dozen or so acts in the last few years that come out of Cambridge, and that's actually quite rare. We seem to be on a bit of a roll at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And it goes round.
We claim they did. Yeah, because Cambridge is a university.
The uni,
exactly. Yeah, we claim everybody. Clean Bandit came out of Cambridge as well because they went to Cambridge University. Technically. So Little Comets tonight, and then the reason why I got you in is to talk about this gig that you're playing in Cambridge on 31st of March, which is part of your own headline tour.
Yes.
Which you're going to, I've written down some of the places here, Exeter, Brighton, obviously, Gosport, Leeds, Liverpool, Bournemouth, amongst others. Yep. That's quite a wide range of
also,
places.
So there's a London date to be confirmed.
Yeah, to be confirmed.
Can't say much.
That's on the hush at the moment.
And there's Maidstone and
Banbury.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Banbury.
Why those places? Are they just?
I don't know.
Just got links in all those places somehow.
We do like club nights and stuff as well. And there we found out which nights are the coolest for like club nights.
Did our research.
So because you guys have put this tour together yourselves.
We've done a couple of the dates with Transmission Group as well. So they helped us fill a couple of dates. But the two Brighton shows, they're supporting Peace.
Yeah, who are a band that are really sort of getting people excited at the moment.
Well. They're probably the band I'm most excited about at the moment.
I think they're coming to Cambridge at some point in October, I think, and everyone's getting really excited about them. Yeah,
so I mean, we've done all those shows because club nights, and we want a guaranteed crowd, and you know, we want to make new friends and new fans and have a laugh. And you know, we played Maidstone a while back, and there wasn't many people there, but it was a good show. And like, that night's going to be a really busy night. and also with the release of the EP a couple of weeks prior to the tour, we just want to get out to as many people as possible. Mm. You know?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I can't come to your gig tonight, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 31st.
Yeah.
The EP is, you mentioned, called Fuzz. It comes out on the 9th of March.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that will be available online.
Yep.
And
iTunes.
Will you have CDs for sale at the gig?
Yeah, CDs at gigs. Maybe online, we're not sure, but probably just...
Well, you can get it on iTunes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, physical copies.
Yeah, okay. You can get physical copies just at the shows.
Mm. Yep.
And got really cool new T-shirts as well.
Okay.
But I'm plugging this. So
yeah, you are mentioning T-shirts, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. People love some sort of merchandise as a token of their experience.
Yeah, we made them ourselves.
Did you?
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Designed all of it as well.
Hand-made with love.
Designs.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
All right. Finally, where people can find out more information about you. Where are you on the internet? Twitter,
SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube. We've got our own website. So just anywhere, man. Literally, we just keep it updated all the time.
And it's spelled T-Y-D-E.
Everywhere. It's like Facebook / We Are High Tide. Everywhere.
T-Y-D-E.
And why is it High Tide? With a Y?
Oh, God, I don't know. Every time we get asked this question, we just stutter.
Oh, sorry.
It's like... initially, it was obviously because we live by the sea. I think there's a Noel Gallagher lyric.
Yeah.
High tide, summer in the city.
Right.
I was massively obsessed with Noel Gallagher.
Quite a cool, like, quote from a song, I think. Mm.
Cheers, Noel. Cool. Thanks, Noel.
I think it suits us as well, really.
Yeah, it does. It suits your music.
Yeah.
I did think about maybe the C reference, but I thought with the Y, I wasn't sure. But maybe that's just you trying to be a bit different and spell it with a Y instead of an I.
There
we're
we go.
We're going to get that joke by the sea, aren't we? Oh, look, there's a high tide today.
Yeah. Funny. All right, thank you very much, guys, for coming in, and enjoy the Junction tonight.
Yeah, we'll do.
Cheers.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
The chart they all want to be in because it's voted for by you. What am I talking about? The Unsigned Chart. Every Wednesday night from 8 o'clock, join me, Tim Willett, for a countdown of the week's top five records as decided by you, the listeners of Cambridge 105, and performed by local unsigned artists. To vote, visit the website cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart and hear the latest chart every Wednesday night from 8.
The Unsigned Chart, sponsored by Perry Road Studios.